Black filmmakers often struggle to get their movies distributed. This is especially true for those not connected to major studios. Now, some veterans of Black Hollywood are working on a solution to bypass the usual stumbling blocks to distribution. It's called the Momentum Experience. NPR's Therese Sims has more.
Edgar Davis came to Los Angeles 2 years ago to pursue his dream. He taught filmmaking at Howard University and wanted to do it himself. So far, he's doing a good job. He works on the set of an urban sitcom and also just finished shooting his first feature film titled The Good Neighbor Policy, which he financed with unemployment checks. But now comes the really hard part, getting the film out there.
I like to compare it to a farmer. You know, you have all these crops, and you plow, and you pick your crops, and you take them to the market. Well, first of all, you need to have some transportation to get it to the market.
For many independent filmmakers, festivals are good for exposure, but they don't generate much money and no guarantees. Some Black filmmakers go straight to video distributors. That distribution method rakes in $2 to $3 billion a year. But most filmmakers still prefer theatrical release. The Momentum Experience, a new project backed by Hollywood heavyweights including Will Smith, Blair Underwood, and Dwayne Martin, is trying to move Black independent films onto the big screen. Those screens aren't in the places you'd expect, though. Project co-creator Nia Hill borrowed from the business model of the Chitlin Circuit plays.
Well, about 10 years ago, the promoters got together. I used to promote and tour theater and started to create a model that was different than traditional, what they call legit theater. It was a touring model that went around the country, and we would sit in markets, you know, 4,000-seat venues for a week. And it was kind of a hybrid live musical slash stage play model. And so that, from a marketing promotion standpoint, is sort of where Momentum was born from.
The Momentum Experience books films in live theaters and concert spaces. The first film it's distributing is The Seat Filler, starring Kelly Rowland of Destiny's Child and actor Dwayne Martin.
I met this girl, man, and we had this instant connection like soulmates. Her name is Janelle.
So it's sort of like a male Cinderella where, you know, Notting Hill, Made in Manhattan kind of thing for men, where, you know, what would happen if, you know, Kelly Rowland, you know, dated the guy at McDonald's or the bus driver, you know, like that would rarely happen. So I'm like taking the guys on a journey of like, what would it be like if you were dating a starlet?
Dwayne Martin stars on the successful sitcom titled All of Us. He says the Momentum Experience opens the door for other African-American actors, known and not so known, to star in films.
We make probably 6 films a year with African-American leads. And, you know, Will is in one of them. Jamie's in one of them, or 2 of them. Eddie Murphy's in one of them. And it's like, you know, there's very little content for people to go to the next level and to get exposure. We're just trying to create more avenues for people to be creative.
Right now, the Momentum Experience is only committed to one film at a time, but its intention is to make its distribution model contagious in the film industry. Some filmmakers in New York are already trying to mimic the concept. In the meantime, the movement is progressing throughout the nation, continuing the promotion of the film The Seat Filler. The first leg of the tour kicked off in July, and it will continue through the fall. Therese Sims, NPR News.